Talking to one of our friends, as a West Point graduate, Colonel Sam Houston, class of 1987, who was at the game in Winston-Salem on Saturday. Colonel, how are you today?
I'm great, Ken. Thanks for letting me call in. How are you doing today?
Real good, real good. We're having a nice day here on Halloween, but it was a great day, good weather. You weren't sitting out in the rain this time for an Army game, but tell us a little bit about the experience being in Winston-Salem. I know you started with a tailgate and lots of festivities down there before Army played Wake Forest.
I think the stars and planets aligned perfectly this past weekend. The weather was spectacular. It was a beautiful fall day. Temperature soared into the low to mid-70s, although in the bleachers at the beginning of the game it even felt hotter than that. The West Point Society of the Piedmont held a wonderful tailgate for all Academy grads in the Education Building, which was adjacent to BB&T Stadium. We had a contingent from the 82nd Airborne out, the 82nd Airborne Choir, plus a Black Hawk, I'm sorry, an Apache helicopter from the combat aviation guys at Fort Bragg was on the scene. USO representatives, the rabble rousers, the pep band, great barbecue, and the spirit was electric. Everyone just seemed to be completely full and confident that Army was going to deliver the victory that day. And the superintendent got up and spoke at the tailgate, and he essentially just spoke words right into existence of what was going to happen that day. And you know, the words he said was, Wake Forest knows that they just need to beat us today, and they'll be bowl eligible, but it's not going to happen on our watch. We're going to walk away from here 5-3, and so are they, and that's exactly what happened.
Well, you know, the thing that impressed me, and we even talked to Coach Munkin about it last week, is the play of the young players on this team, in particular the defensive back Elijah Riley, who's a freshman, and Marcus Hyatt, sophomore. They were throwing at them all day, and they held their position so well. And then I was really impressed with that final touchdown by the sophomore fullback Darnell Wolfolk, where he must have carried about four Wake Forest defenders into the end zone on I think it was a 9 or 10 yard run. So the young players that Coach Munkin has brought in have really started to be very productive, and they're starting to mature and show that they can play.
I completely agree. I believe that the run by Darnell Wolfolk summed up the attitude of the Army team for the whole game, and that is no amount of resistance is going to stop our determination to make this win happen as a team. Army's defense is very highly ranked. It's in the top 10 this year, and I know last week, the game last week against North Texas, was more of an anomaly, I believe, where the defense was concerned, and it simply was a summation of the number of times that the ball, unfortunately, was turned over in the second half, that eventually the defense just couldn't continue to muster the strength to keep University of North Texas out of the end zone. But this week, this Saturday's game was the antithesis, and that is Wake Forest rolled into the stadium with a very good team, but Army was better, and the score was a lot closer than the game really was. It was pretty much clear from the start that Army had the better team on the field. They were better coached. They were better prepared. They were better conditioned, and they held a much abundant determination that overshadowed just about every aspect of the play, especially in the second half. And early in the second half, Army, on their very first possession, committed a turnover. And I know the collective groan that came from the Army side of the audience was a kind of a feeling of, here we go again, North Texas.
But they overcame that.
They overcame. And that, I believe that the from what I've seen, the victory that they had over Wake Forest this past Saturday was by far the biggest victory they've had this season, not just because of the fact that it was on the win column, that it was Army came out victorious, which is all in the good, but it was because of the level of maturity that you saw develop on the field as the team figured out mentally how to overcome a mistake on the field that could have been really costly in the long run.
Sam, we've got some comments from the coach after the game and talking about a lot of the points you just made. So here is Army coach Jeff Munkin speaking to the press post game.
We look at our team last year and all the disappointing losses to these guys, losing on a buzzer beater field goal and coming back the next week and just playing as hard as they could. And we did that time and time again last year. I know this team has that in them. And I didn't expect we were going to fold. I thought we would fight. And that's what I'm most proud of. They just came out in the second half and fought really, really hard. And we had our backs to the wall plenty. And it didn't look good through three quarters. We just weren't taking advantage of opportunities. The pass game in the first half, we hit a couple, and we had a couple that were open and we didn't hit, which you probably could have stretched it for us a little bit, giving us a little bit more of a comfort level going in at halftime, but it's not the way it was going to be. And it's just a great, great football game like the last two have been. And give credit to Dave Clausen. He's a terrific coach. They're really, really good on defense. They got a lot of weapons on offense, and it's a good football team we beat. I'm glad it paid off. Now, the great thing about our kids is it doesn't take a win like this for them to buy in. A lot of these guys in this locker room were with us a year ago when we went 2-10. And we lost by two. We lost by three twice, including a buzzer-beater field goal to Wake Forest and a buzzer-beater field goal to Tulane. We lost by four. We lost by five. We lost by six at Penn State. We lost by seven. We lost by 10 to Rutgers at home. Every week they just kept coming back and coming back and coming back and believed that it was going to make a difference and that they were going to be rewarded. And they've played the whole season this year like that. And just the mental toughness and the effort that it takes to win. Execution wins. Emotion doesn't win. Execution wins. And when we've won, we've managed to find a way to execute better. All 128 teams have the same goal, make a bowl game. So our goal is to go 1-0 every week. That's the right way to go about it. Try to win this week. We don't play but one a week, so let's try to win the one we play this week, and if you keep doing that, they'll take care of itself. And that's the way we've treated this whole season and every season since I've been here. Just try to win them one at a time. You can't worry about the big picture stuff. We got enough to worry about in this next football game against a team that is going to be a challenging game. It's a big rivalry for us and a lot at stake. And a lot of emotion in a game like this one coming up. So we got planning to get ready for it and not worry about the big picture stuff.
Okay, and that is Army coach Jeff Munkin, and we have our friend Colonel Sam Houston from the West Point class of 87 on the line. And, Colonel, a big week for Army. They face Air Force. Let's tell our audience a little bit about why this rivalry with the Air Force Academy and West Point is so important, so intense.
They beat Air Force. This is all about the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. Every Army season comes down to two of the most important games. There are bowl games, Air Force and Navy. You beat Air Force, you beat Navy, you bring that big old hunk of beautiful trophy back to our rock-bound Highland home where it belongs. During my time as a cadet, class of 87, we were very fortunate to bring home that hardware twice, including my first year. And I can't wait for the cadets at the Academy this year to finally realize what it feels like to be able to have that trophy at home where it belongs. This is Beat Air Force. I'll be there. I'm a believer in Coach Monk, and I have been even since before he was hired, and I know we're going to beat Air Force this week.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing you, Colonel Sam Houston, West Point 87. Thank you so much, and we'll see you this weekend at Mikey Stadium.
You know it. Thank you so much, Ken.